From the WGXE Newsroom, this is the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Thursday, March 17, 2016. I'm Philip Grant. At the top of the news, the monthly Catskill Town Meeting was held on March 16th at the Catskill Town Hall with a live webcast through a partnership with the town and WGXE. The town board, previously on the record unanimously opposing the Pilgrim Pipeline as currently proposed, discussed making additional statements as the SEQR comment period will soon open. Catskill Town Attorney Michael Smith attended a meeting of towns along the pipeline organized by leaders in New Platts and Rosedale on March 14th at the Rosedale Community Center. Catskill Town Board Supervisor Doreen Davis got each department to identify local impacts of the pipeline to include in future public comments. There was also talk of the highway budget at the meeting, and a tentative date was set for Town Cleanup Day for 7 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. on Saturday, June the 25th. The meeting ended with a long presentation from Good Energy about local energy options. You can hear the entire monthly Catskill Town Board meeting on our website, newsroom.wgxe.org. John Mason reported in the Register Star that Redburn Development proposal to build a 55-room hotel in Hudson's Southern Waterfront District was unanimously granted a use variance by the city's Zoning Board of Appeals on Wednesday, March 16th. This makes the zoning change move forward by the Common Council earlier this week unnecessary for the project. During the public hearing before the ZBA vote on Wednesday, Redburn's John Blackburn discussed project details. He said the renovation of the building would maintain the historic character of the 150-year-old former factory and would not include any large branding signs. The smallest rooms will measure 350 square feet. Limited services will be offered and the hotel will not have a restaurant. The proposed design includes a rooftop enclosed glass patio. Mike Tucker, interim director of the Columbia Economic Development Corporation, said the hotel would contribute to tourism and, I quote, create a critical mass to enable other businesses to create opportunities, end quote. The project now advances to the City Planning Board for site plan approval in April. You can read that full story in the Register Star. Lorna Charette Littleway is reporting in the Columbia paper that Hillsdale Town Superintendent Richard Briggs advised the town board this week that the state will begin work in late April on two bridges in Hillsdale. One of the spans is on State Route 22, just south of County Route 7D. During the work on that bridge, traffic on Route 22 will be reduced to one lane. The other bridge is located on County Route 21, a quarter mile from the intersection with Route 22. That bridge will be completely closed. The work on the County Route 21 bridge will cause a 15-mile detour through Spencertown. Briggs expects that some of the traffic will divert to Hunt and Dawson Roads to save time. The bridge replacement work will continue through the summer. You can read that full story in the Columbia paper. Matthew Hamilton is reporting on Capital Confidential that in New York, a Long Island special election for the 9th Senate District will be more important than the presidential poll on April 19th. The Long Island election will decide who rules the state Senate in Albany. The seat was vacated when Republican Dean Scalos, the Senate majority leader, was convicted of corruption charges in December. A Siena poll out March 15th has Democratic Assemblyman Todd Kominsky leading 47-45 over Republican Chris McGrath. That's well within the 4.5% margin of error of the poll. And with the turnout possibility surging because of the presidential campaign, this contest may be difficult to predict. If Kominsky wins, though, Democrats would have a 32-31 majority in the Senate, though currently several Democrats caucus with the Republicans. You can read that full story at Capital Confidential. For our final story, now through June, the State Department of Conservation is restocking trout in local waterways, with brown and rainbow trout being added. In Greene County, just brown trout are being added to Basic Creek, Batavia Kill, Catskill Creek, Colgate Lake, East Kill, Green Lake, Catskill Creek, Schoharie Creek, and West Kill. In Columbia County, brown and rainbow trout are being added to Claverick Creek, Tenderhook Creek, Klein Kill, Ore Pit Pond, Quincy Lake, Roliff Jansen Kill, Taconic Creek, and Weed Mines Pond. A DEC website lists the specific amounts of the types of trout being put in the local waters this spring, including in Albany, Rensselaer, Schoharie, and Delaware counties. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany has issued a hazardous weather outlook for the region through Thursday, March the 17th. An upper-level disturbance will produce isolated thunderstorms, mainly Friday afternoon through early evening. Thunderstorms that occur will be capable of producing locally strong gusty winds and small hail. Thunderstorms should move from west to east at 35 to 45 miles an hour. The forecast for today, the National Weather Service in Albany is predicting scattered showers and thunderstorms, mainly after 1 p.m. Some of those storms could produce small hail and gusty winds. Patchy fog before 8 a.m., otherwise partly sunny with a high near 59 degrees. The chance of precipitation is 30%. For Thursday night, scattered showers and thunderstorms before midnight, then a slight chance of showers. It will be mostly cloudy with a low around 40 degrees. The chance of precipitation is 30%. The forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Friday, a chance of rain and snow showers before 1 p.m., then a chance of rain showers between 1 p.m. and 3 p.m., then a chance of rain and snow showers after 3 p.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a high near 47 degrees. For Friday night, mostly clear with a low around 22. And for Saturday, it will be sunny with a high near 40 degrees. Saturday night, mostly clear with a low around 22. Sunrise today was at 7:01 a.m., and the sun will set at 7:05 p.m., providing us with 12 hours and 4 minutes of daylight. That's 3 minutes more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Thursday, the 17th day of March, 2016. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.